right, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report. We just had a computer burp here. So for you folks tuning in expecting to hear the bumper music, we're not going to do the bumper music today. But what we are going to do is open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. And also, for any products that this network offers, whether it be aeronizers, water filtration, any number of books and videos that are available on www.rbnlive.com, folks, support the people that are bringing the fight and making people aware that there is hope. I didn't want to leave people with the impression last hour that there is no hope. I'll tell you where the hope and the key lies, I've been saying this for a decade, is that once the American people are informed as to actually who controls what, their rhetoric turns to absolute gibberish. Their presentations are nothing but a Hollywood set. Truth destroys the liar's domain. It always has, and it always will. The problem we're having out there, ladies and gentlemen, is you. That's right. It's not Lindsey Williams. He's giving books away. It's not me. We're giving the store away here to try to inform people. The only reason and the only way that other people are going to be informed as to what's going on is you have to be the ambassadors. You have to be the emissaries of the message. You can lead that old nag to a pool of water, but you can't make it drink is a true statement. But how are they to be aware that there's even water? There is either even a droplet of truth out there to be drank from, unless you, the listener, tell people. Lindsey, I had to laugh. We made bumper stickers, and people charge for bumper stickers. At this network, we don't charge for bumper stickers. And it was just simply a rolling advertisement and a bumper sticker to put on the backs of people's vehicles, their trucks, their cars, whatever the case may be, www.rbnlive.com, because you can't handle the truth. This at least allows people that are computer savvy or at least have internet connection to hear the programming. You know, Lindsey, I only got 300 requests for bumper stickers, and a lot of these people, and I asked them, please don't put it on stop signs or telephone poles. A lot of these people are requesting 10 or 15. I know they don't have 10 or 15 cars. And I don't want you putting the bumper sticker on somebody's car that they're going to get mad at you. Because the person that is the emissary or the ambassador of the truth is going to be in that car. Which the bumper sticker reflects that you know what's going on. 300 people, Lindsey.
Well, John, people are getting upset. I have never seen such an upset nation as I have seen in the last 2 to 3 weeks. People are irate. Many people are so angry until it frightens me what I hear some of them say, and they've called me personally on my line and said this, that, the other. I think, John, that we are seeing a recurrence of what we saw back in the 80s again. It may not be the same movement, but it's going to be the same type movement whereby the American people are going to say we must have something different. Now, what this difference is going to be, I don't know. I agree with you 100%. It must not be militant. And don't you dare take up an arm, go out there and shoot anybody. That's a wrong way to go. We have a constitution that allows us to change this thing internally. And that's the reason I wrote my book, To Seduce a Nation, was because it's a biblical idea of what the entire Constitution is all about.
All right, we've got to take the break here, Lindsey. We'll be back with your calls at 800-313-9443.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The number to get Lindsay Williams' free books, 800-321-2900. You've got, and by the way, that was a, I just want to let people know that you're going to be on Derry Brownfield's show November 30th. Derry's carried also on this network. But you'll also be talking to 70 different stations out there, AM and FM stations around the country. And, boy, Lindsay, if you can do half on that program, what you do on this one, there's going to be a lot of informed people out there.
There will be so many things that will take place between now and the time I'll be on his show, John. I think we'll have so much new to talk about. I expect President George Bush to escalate his control factors in a major way in a short period of time. Have you noticed the major amount of cabinet resignations that have taken place just within the past few days and then this morning, Colin Powell?
Five.
I think everything is escalating in a major way.
Yeah, and it'll continue to do so. And, folks, I just want to remind you again, you know, product sales, they help this network directly. You can simply call us at 800-724-2719, whether it's to purchase a book, take a look at our website. We have tons of information out there, The Mystery of the War Powers, Desi Andrews put together, outstanding. And again, it's not copyrighted, so copy, 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 folks. Anything that we do here is not copyrighted for one specific reason. Why would I want to copyright it? I don't want to restrict the flow of information. I want to increase it. If you're looking for a shortwave radio, water filtration, aeronizers, whatever the case may be, give us a call, 800-724-2719. Help support this network so we can keep doing what we need to do. And, folks, this is just phase one. This is the major building block. We're going to be heading into phase two. Phase two is going to shock and amaze and make the New World Order crowd very, very angry. But tough luck. Look what death and destruction and poverty you've stricken on the rest of the world. Too bad. Turnabout is fair play. And, Lindsay, we can kill them with the truth. We don't have to pick up arms. And you and I were talking about this earlier. After looking carefully, looking at this situation, and I'm not saying resistance is futile, you will be absorbed. I'm not taking the Star Trek Borg notion here, because even the Borg were destroyed. But what I'm trying to relay to our listeners out there, Lindsay, is there is hope. It's only going to come through the numbers. It is only going to be because an informed mass of people out there have decided that they already, A, they know something's wrong, B, they know it's got to be fixed, but C, they don't know who's going to ride on the white steed in the shining armor to fix the problem. The very characters, cast of characters that are being displayed to us each and every day, these are not our friends. And the news medias themselves, they should, the heads of these news corporations and all the editors of these news companies, these manufacturers of the spin doctrine that the American people are subjected to every day, these people are guilty of at least sedition, if not outright criminal treason. And I'll go on record as saying that, and I don't care who doesn't like it. But there has to come a time in this nation, ladies and gentlemen, that we say enough is enough. Start believing in your own morals and your own values and your own ethics. And if you find yourself in a little morass and a little cesspool, it's okay to swim against that tide. Because you're an American. Because you have ethics. Because you have morals. Because you have scruples. And you have something else. Something that you can't protect once you're in the grave. And that's your children. And then their children. And then their children's children's children. For the first time, Lindsay, people have it in their head that the next generation is not going to fare as good as the last one did. Each successive generation, Lindsay, in this country always held the hope that my kids are somehow going to have it better. Osmotically, they didn't know where it was going to come from, whether they're going to rub up against the Blarney Stone, but they had this hope that things were going to get better. I think they're realizing it's not going to get any better. But one thing, folks, you must never, ever, ever, ever give up, and that is hope. Because once you lose that, you might as well stick a gun to your head or you might as well crawl in a hole and bury yourself prematurely. But I ask this of you, if you will not do it for yourself, at least do it for your children. Let's go to the phones, loaded lines, Stuart in Austin. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, John. Good to hear from you. Thanks for Red Pill Radio.
Thank you.
And to your guest, I just wanted to ask him about, real quickly, any other whistleblowers that are coming out of the oil industry and the energy. Of course, they don't cover those in the media, but just more of the, I guess, pencil pushers and high-up type people, office people that are, you know, out blowing the whistle a little bit more on some of this, number one. Number two, you know, I'm hoping that you're right that Bush is really going to be in trouble. We know that there's election fraud all over the country. And, you know, it's highly debatable whether he actually even won the election. So, I guess just a couple of comments on Bush being in trouble and then any other whistleblowers. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, Stuart. Thank you so much for calling. There are some whistleblowers. In fact, I had a phone call from an individual in Fairbanks, Alaska, only a few weeks ago, a former oil company official, not an executive, but an official. He was responsible for building the bridge across the Yukon River. He said to me, he said, Lindsay, did you know that there were four supports under that bridge for four pipelines? Now, he said, I want to do something about this. And he said, please be ready, stand by. I said, I'll produce an oil company official for you that will prove it. And I did. And he gave him a phone call. And, yes, there is something can be done. They are blowing the whistles. We, you know, the oil companies wish to provide, or they wanted to back in those days, provide. They would not have put those four sets of supports under that bridge on the Yukon River unless they had some intentions. Now, let's help them. Let's get the ball rolling. And there are some Congress people who are interested in this. So anything you can help out along that line, feel free to contact me.
Appreciate it, Sean. I had Nick Begich, Dr. Nick Begich, on the other day, and I know you know of him.
Yes.
And, you know, I talked a little bit about the oil. I mean, would Russia have sold Alaska to us for literally pennies on a dollar if they knew the resources that they were selling off? Probably not.
No.
We don't have to drill, as you said, we don't have to do one bit of drilling if we just hit Prudhoe Bay. If we just go up there and just tap into what's seeping out of the ground right now. They have jet engines, ladies and gentlemen, pumping natural gas. You can't have oil without natural gas. They're synonymous. That's where the gas comes from, is from the oil fields. But they're literally, they've got running 24/7 jet engines blowing the natural gas back down into the earth. To do what? The news media's, Lindsay, is full of these stories that we'll expect sharp increases in fuel supplies this winter. Natural gas prices are going to spike. Home heating is going to spike. You know, this
and there is no need. There's no need for any of that, John, because there's 1 billion cubic feet. I said correctly, not a million, 1 billion cubic feet per day of natural gas being pumped back into the ground at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, with the use of 48 747 jet-type engines that have been adapted for the purpose of becoming pumps. 48 747-type jet engines pumping 1 billion cubic feet, and yet you're paying the price that you're paying for natural gas. I'm glad I've read the last chapter, and I agree that there's got to be some hope down the line.
Well, and also, Lindsay, I mean, you think of the people on the fixed incomes, the people that were hijacked into the so-so security, that they have just that for a retirement benefit. If it hadn't been stolen from a 401k or some other retirement plan, such as Enron or whatever the case might be, literally right now, people are faced with either staying warm or starving.
$1.40 a gallon for heating oil. Oh, my goodness. Fuel oil has gone up 29% since the first day of the year. I feel so sorry for the people that live in cold climates. I don't know what to do.
And it's not. Here's the bad news, folks. As long as the criminal cabal still has its fingers, its octopi arm in this nation, this will continue, one form or another. It will continue, and it will never abate. It will never stop. Let's go back to the phones. On a cell in Texas, Fernando. Hello, Fernando.
This is Fernando again. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I talked to, I heard Lindsay, I believe it was, on Stan Monteith, about 4 or 5 months ago. I'm not sure if he got a chance to give his story about how he was able to get into the oil fields, but that would, if he hadn't covered that today, that'd be a great thing to cover. And with that, one last thing, if you can have, hey, Stuart, give me a call. I just heard you've been trying to get a hold of you. Thank you so much. And I'll try. Thank you.
Thank you, Fernando. Yeah, quick thumbnail. How did you get into this?
Yes, Fernando, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate you asking this. I'd forgotten that I didn't give this on the beginning of the program. I was a missionary in the state of Alaska in 1970, aviation missionary, unknown, never wrote a book in my life. I heard that they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and that 25,000 pipeliners would converge on Alaska to build that pipeline. I had also heard that pipeliners are known for being the most wicked, cussing, just drinking, just folks on the face of the earth. And believe you me, that was the understatement of the year when I got on the pipeline.
Okay,
I went to Alaska Pipeline.
Hold that thought. We got to take the break, and we'll come back from the other side. 800-313-9443. Want to join us online with my guest today, Lindsay Williams, author of the book Energy Non-Crisis. He has a lot of other things, and we'll go over that again. But here's your chance, folks. Not very often you get something for free. 800-321-2900. We'll take the break. Be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest today, Lindsay Williams. And let's just keep rolling with the phone calls. Tom in Wisconsin. Hello, Tom.
What I was going to mention the other day, I heard something about China is complaining now about this fuel cost for their ships. And Russia has cut back on some of its oil exports to China. But another thing I wanted to say is if they keep doing this in Iraq, there's not going to be any capital from private sources that will go into Iraq while this mess is going on. What is Lindsay, want to comment on that?
Lindsay?
Well, thank you very much, Tom, for your analysis there. You're exactly right. The private companies are just going to pull out of Iraq. Why should they go over there and have their workers beheaded and then insurance costs go up to the point that you send anyone over there? It only increases the problem and in turn causes the price of that crude oil to go up. So it all works into this total scenario of what they want, and that is taking the price of a gallon of gasoline at the gas pump to $3 to $4 per gallon.
Now, another thing, Lindsay, would you agree with me that it is not a wise thing for the president to let this price of oil get out of control and at the same time firing the director of the CIA? That's kind of a bad scenario, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. If I didn't know their long-range plan, and if I had not sat in on their board meetings and listened to what they had to say, having executive status with the oil companies during those years of the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline, then I would be prone to say this is true. But quite to the contrary, it's to the advantage of Mr. Bush every time that the price of that gallon of gas goes up. Because, you see, through Homeland Security and through the Patriot Act and through many other things, they have everything in place to be able to bring about anything that they wish to bring about in the case of a national emergency. In some ways, it may actually be to their advantage, and it definitely is to the advantage of the pocketbook of the very people that you just mentioned to bring the price of a gallon of gasoline to $4 to $5 per gallon, because all it's going to do is take things out of one hand and put it in the other as far as the American public is concerned.
What do you see about China, though? I mean, as far as the fuel costs for the ships here, because what I've heard was that they had trouble trying to get these ships unloaded and everything else also when they came over to our ports.
Well, true. China is such a great player in the total world picture today. And I cannot remember when I didn't look on the label on something and see made in China while they're taking away the jobs from America. They're playing a game of Russian roulette here, and they are hoping, of course, that it goes the way they want it to go, just as Mr. Greenspan taking the interest rates up every few weeks. And now they're saying that the 1st of December, he may take it up another quarter of a point. All of this is a game of Russian roulette, and they think that they will have it played out the way that they want it to play according to their long-range plan. Hopefully they're wrong. And in the meantime, John Stadtmiller is giving out the truth here every day on this program. And keep up with it day by day. You'll best know exactly what is taking place.
I listen to John every day. Lindsay, I thank you for that. What I wanted to ask you, too, is when I was up in Alaska, this is many, many years ago, this was before the time that they actually started to build the pipeline. They were doing the surveying and all this other stuff at that time. But is it my understanding that there was also supposed to be another pipeline on top of that one or alongside of it that was supposed to bring natural gas down, but they didn't do it at the end?
The design that the oil companies had requested when they built the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline was to make a corridor for three pipelines. Two crude oil, and by the way, the supports for the present crude oil pipeline has room for a second crude oil pipeline right beside it. You know, some people think that it would take so long to build a second crude oil pipeline. Quite to the contrary. It would take a matter of weeks, maybe months.
Well, not only that.
Because all the supports are there, everything is ready. And then a third pipeline, which would be natural gas, and this likewise could be produced in a very short period of time.
It could be stacked, actually, if they've got room on those pylons to put a second line in. The natural gas line could piggyback on top of them, because what do you have the weight of? Just
This is a part of their design.
Yeah.
So, in other words, Lindsay, Canada, or say all of North America, including Canada and the United States, could very well be supplied by natural gas and oil, right?
The cleanest, least obstructive to the ecology of any method of producing electricity is natural gas. And yet, at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, right now, today, they are pumping back into the ground, as you, I think, probably heard me give just a few moments ago, billions of
with those big jet engines.
Feet. Yes, with those jet engines. We can supply this to the American people, bring the price of their electricity down, the price of their natural gas for homes, all of the infrastructure for supplying that gas all across America. The pipelines are already in. The only thing they need is to be allowed to build that natural gas pipeline across the state of Alaska. In fact, the natural gas is already even coming out of the ground. It's being pumped back every day. They can run it right down that pipeline in a matter of no time flat. Now, I say no time flat, I'm talking about a few months. But the corridor all the way across Alaska from Prudhoe Bay to Valdez has already been cut. You can't hurt the ecology any more than it's already been affected. And the supports for that pipeline are already in. They could produce it in a very short period of time. All they need is to be allowed to do it. But the powers that be, the World Bank, Mr. Bush, Skull and Bones, they don't want this to happen because they want the price up because it puts money in their pocket.
Well, thank you very much for your briefing. I'll get off now.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate your call. 800-313-9443. You want to join us in this long segment with my guest today, Lindsay Williams, author of the book, oh boy, The Energy Non-Crisis. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day.
You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Lindsay, before the last break, you were right in the middle of talking about how you came about this, being up in Alaska and eventually sitting in on the board meetings of our oil giant friends. Do I still?
Yes.
There he is. Okay.
Okay, you'd like me to continue that story?
Yeah. The listeners, if they've not heard you before, they don't know your background on this.
All right, I was a missionary in the state of Alaska. I heard they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. I went to Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, who was formed by the nine major oil companies that would build that Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and I said, don't you need a chaplain on the pipeline? And their response was, we never had a chaplain on any pipeline in the world. What would we do with you? Well, I kept going back and back and back until finally they, I guess, got tired of seeing me in their office, and they finally said, okay, we'll give you the Northern Seven Work Camps. Now, these were stretched out over an area from Prudhoe Bay to Galbraith Lake, some 80, 90 miles right at the base of the Brooks Mountains. And they said, you have seven camps, hold a worship service in every camp, one per day from camp to camp every day for 6 weeks, go home for a week or two, go back for 6 weeks. About 6 months later, Mr. R.H. King, who was a personnel relations man with Alyeska at that time, came to me and he said, Lindsay, you are saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees. Well, I had been a minister for 30 years. I'd been a pastor for 12 years of a church of 400 people. And he said, you're just doing wonders for our pipeliners. We'd like to give you executive status. I don't think John, even he, knew what he was saying. Because I said, well, what does this mean, Mr. King? He said, we'll give you an executive pass, go anywhere you'd like to go, see anything you want to see, give you a vehicle, let you travel around as you wish. And he said, we'd like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity. You can't vote, but you sit there in an advisory capacity to help the relationship between management and labor. What I saw and heard for the next 3 years literally changed my life. If someone had asked me in 1970, you believe there's a group of people that control the world, I would have laughed at them and said, who are you, a John Bircher, as would most Baptist pastors. If someone had asked me in 1980, after I had lived the story, I would have said, not only do I believe there's a group of people who control the world, I sat and listened to them talk about it. I remember one night I went to my dorm room, laid down the bed, looked up at the ceiling, and I literally cried out to God, and I said, God, I can't believe there's such a bunch of dastardly people on the face of the earth as I've just been with. Men who control the world and talk about it openly, they didn't hide anything from me. I'm sure, quite sure they didn't think I'd ever understand what they were saying, and definitely wouldn't believe that their God, whom they said that they have a right to control the world because they feel they have a God-given right, we stupid people out here don't have sense enough to be able to determine our own destiny. But what I lived and heard changed my life, caused me to write the 6 books that I've written and the 4 books that I want to give away to every person in this audience today, because I feel it is such a necessity for you to know the mindset and the understanding and why these people do what they do. You'll never guess why they do what they do. They don't do it necessarily for money. They do it for power and control and manipulation. I've also produced 4 videotapes, and with any one of my videotapes, I'll give you a set of all 4 of my books. Just call 800-321-2900. I do not write anything that is fiction. Every book I have is fact, because there's so much to tell in fact that sometimes it sounds wilder than fiction. 800-321-2900, and with every videotape, which I have 4 of them, you get an entire set of books. That means 4 videos, 4 sets of books. I just want you to know the truth so you can help tell your friends and neighbors.
Lindsay, we have more calls before we go back to the phones. You produced a 1-hour video, and you got some help from some very strange quarters to do this.
Very strange.
And why was it done? Just a brief thumbnail on that one.
Had a phone call one day, and the person said, we are such and such, and I can't name them over the air. He said, we're a Hollywood studio. And he said, I have a farming background. My parents own a certain farm in a certain state. And he said, I am very concerned about what's happened to the family farm and the food supply of America. And he said, I would like to take my crew all over America, make a videotape entitled Torn from the Land. It talks about the family farm and the American farmer. And he said, you can never tell who produced it for you. He said, unless you can make us that promise, we can't do it. But he said, I understand you can get this out to the public. And he said, we'll write our own musical score. They did. I mean, professionally done as any movie that you will ever see in Hollywood, 1 hour long. It's the most heart-rending. A man called the other day, and he said, I listened to it. I watched it 3 times. He said, I couldn't stop. And he said, I wept while I was watching it. Most heart-rending movie I think I've ever seen. And they handed me the master tape and said, get it out to everybody you can, but don't you ever tell who made it for you because it would hurt our business. That's the one entitled Torn from the Land, 1 hour long.
Bo in Austin. Hello, Bo.
Today, I enjoy your show. I just wanted to make a comment on your comment earlier where you stated that there is hope out there. There definitely is lots of hope out there, and all the information is available to all the people. I think that we just need to drop this victim consciousness and get up and change things and stay positive.
Bo, I you know what? A man that has got the treasures of the world that are unseen by other men will have a gleam in his eye and a step to him that he's walking on clouds. This is what we do not present, Lindsay. We have a lot of the answers that people have been searching for. But sometimes we find ourselves operating like thieves in the night, afraid to stand up, afraid to be in the light, afraid to speak about this at the top of our lungs. And yes, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't think there was 1/100th chance of breaking the backs of these criminals, because it is very tightly controlled, albeit they do control this economy, but they do it through the IMF, through their member banking system, the Federal Reserve System. They do it through the criminals that are closely tied to the oil companies or any other company, drug company. I don't care what it is. We can take this country back. And, Bo, I appreciate you pointing that out.
Yes, we can. We just have to stand up together. And everybody just needs to not worry about this government that's, you know, out for the people that speak against it. And I think if we all stand up with our voices raised and keep hope and positive attitudes and lose the victim, we can do this thing.
I just had a gentleman. It's funny you should mention that, Bo. I just had a gentleman that he was from Romania that visited me today, and he still has a pretty thick accent. He did a few things. He understands Russian, and, well, he was under the occupiers of Nazi Germany and then the communists, and he was amazed that he was just thrilled and amazed at the same time that we can get away with talking about what we talk about in this country. If we do not make the voices that are resonating now heard in all corners of this country, well, then it is not going to be safe to stand up. And people will have to cower in fear. And they will have to hide behind the door when that knock comes at 3 o'clock in the morning. This is our country, folks. This is our country, built with our sweat and our blood. It is ours. It doesn't belong to any international corporation. It doesn't belong to the government. It belongs to us. Thank you for your call, Bo. I appreciate it. Sheldon in Tucson. Hello, Sheldon.
Hello, John?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was wondering if you got to do any further researching on that issue I had talked to you about earlier today.
Which was?
The Bush's Orwellian plan to screen all school-age children across.
No, I've been so busy. See, and I say this a lot, and people go, oh, my gosh, you can't do that. You know, in order to do all the background research that I need to do, I couldn't do a show at this network. So, Sheldon, do me a favor. Explain to the people what you brought forth to me with George Bush's plan to screen every man, woman, and child with a mental health screening in this country.
Yeah, well, what I wanted to get out across shortwave was the Senate's supposed to make a vote on it this week. They want to boost it up to $44 million in an appropriations bill. Labor, Health, and Human Services appropriations bill, it's bill number 5006, supposed to make a vote on it this week.
You imagine this, Lindsay? Didn't they do this in Stalinist Russia, that you didn't go along with the current communist regime, so you must be crazy?
Exactly. And earlier, just a few moments ago in the show, I said that the government will escalate very rapidly its program now that the president is back in for a second term.
Oh.
So very well could be, but I agree so much with what your previous caller, Bo, said. And, Sheldon, thank you for what you're saying. But Bo said there's hope. Well, that's the very reason John's on the program. That's the very reason I give away four books. I've read the last chapter, so I know what the end result's going to be.
Anything else, Sheldon?
No, that would be it. I'm just trying to get the word out about that.
Okay. I appreciate that very much.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Thank you. We have, Lindsay, we have so many people watching so many different things. The only thing we need to do is get bigger, badder, and a little bit meaner, in a nice way, to help wake up the American people. You know what I think the greatest sin is of life, Lindsay?
Sure.
And that's to die ignorant. To die is just as stupid as you were the day you were born.
Yes, and with the Internet, with programs like yours, with books like my fourth that I'm literally giving away, begging people to learn the facts, there is no reason for anyone to die ignorant.
Elizabeth in Michigan. Hello, Elizabeth.
John, I have a real, maybe it's a ridiculous question, but maybe not, to ask Lindsay, and I'm so glad you had him on again. What I want to ask is, I had heard 5 years ago that the Russians were building a tunnel from the Bering, through the Bering Sea, from Siberia to Alaska. And I haven't heard another word about that, but inasmuch as we do build tunnels, and they built one across from England, the tunnel, that's possible to do that. Is there a chance that we are diverting resources through that mechanism?
There's an interesting question. I know that we're from the Alaska pipeline, 40% of that's going straight to Japan, and the other 60% is going to our refineries. But that's an interesting question.
I lived in Alaska for 12 years. I am a pilot of 5,000 hours, a pilot in command. I've flown much of Alaska. You can actually see from Alaska across to the first island in Russia. It would not be that difficult to do something like that. I do not know what you're saying to be fact or not fact. I do not know. I have not seen this. But a very interesting concept, and it could be done.
Oh, thank you. I just wondered.
Yeah, if Russia wanted to invade Canada, they could just wait till the wintertime and walk across.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else, Elizabeth?
No. Oh, was that a House bill or a Senate bill that Sheldon was saying?
And Sheldon did not know.
He didn't know. It sounds like a House.
5006.
Probably a House bill.
Well, whatever it is.
Well, I'm going to call them both.
Okay, good deal.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, imagine this. Could you imagine, Lindsay, if you were on Rush Limbaugh's 600 outlets around this nation? Could you imagine what change that we could make with that kind of exposure?
Well, John, I'm going to take hope again. You talked with me about something earlier, which I'm not going to talk about right now. I don't know whether you divulged it in privacy or not, but you're embarking on something. Do you realize that success could bring the ability to do the very thing that you're just talking about? And with the number of people that Rush Limbaugh reaches, you could possibly reach the same number and could literally be the person that God would use to be another Thomas Jefferson or another great leader to help do this in America?
I am but a simple man, a high school dropout, Lindsay, and I know a dozen people that would be better qualified to do what I'm about to do, but there's nobody else doing it. So I guess the charge is on me to do it, and this is just the first phase of this network. As good as it is, and we're adding people all the time, we've got more people coming up on the network. You know, shortwave is a great outlet. The Internet's a great outlet. You know, for those people out there that have the old analog satellite dishes, that's great. But what I'm talking about is bringing the message to each population center in this country, 24/7, unaltered, unabated, 24/7.
Don't feel bad, John, and don't take a back seat because of the fact that you're a high school dropout.
I'm actually proud of that because my conditioning stopped at the ninth grade.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, you are so right. I wish I could go into the public school system. I wish I could talk about this, but I don't dare on the program today. But you are right. I never took journalism in high school or college, yet I'm the author of 6 books. And I don't even write good. If anyone happens to see my handwriting, you'll understand writing 6 books destroyed it. So just because you didn't do thus and so in life does not mean that you cannot be that person to do what needed to be done. Listen. Jesus Christ never went to a day of schooling in his life. Formal schooling.
He was a pretty good servant of his master, was he not? His father.
The perfect.
Yep. So who do you have to be in this country to do anything? Well, you got to have the will and the desire. Lindsay, I'll tell you what. If I would have adopted, or friends of mine would have adopted the attitude of what the gentleman, I think it was Bo from Texas here, that victim mentality. And if somebody wouldn't have come up to me and tapped me on the shoulder and just constantly barraged me and bugged me, hey, you got to look at this. Hey, you got to look at this. Well, finally, I was in a situation I had to capitulate. I needed a person's help, which made me a captive audience. And the first thing that I ever heard was Myron Fagan's Illuminati. That was the first thing that I heard in detail. And I about lost my mind. I thought, this can't be true. So I spent a good amount of time after that trying to dispel or disprove the information I was getting. And the more I tried to disprove it, the more I found out it was exactly the truth. So, folks, you never know. The next person that you tap on the shoulder and said, hey, I want you to take a look at this. It could be the very diamond in the rough that pushes this thing into light speed. At Mach 3 with our hair is on fire here. It very well could be that. Because somebody took the time to inform me. And then I went on to build networks that informed a lot of other people. So, Lindsay, I have said this so many different times in so many different ways, but it is our duty. It is our obligation. Nothing is more important in our lives right now other than trying to put enough food on the table and pay the mortgage brokers so they don't come and throw us out on the street. There is nothing more important for the future of our nation right now than the information that you and I are talking about right now.
And with the desperate mentality that I'm seeing all over this nation within the past 3 weeks, John, there has never been better timing for exactly what you feel that you are supposed to do.
Anyone can count the seeds in an apple, but only God can count the apples in a seed. Paul Martin, my producer, put that up on the screen. Ramon in Austin, I'll get to you right after this break. Short segment with Lindsey Williams. It's been a very fast 2 hours. We'll be back with you as quick as we can to finish this edition of the National Intel Report. My guest today, Lindsey Williams, author of several books, but one of my favorites, oh, it's about the oil, folks. We'll be right back.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
If you want to make my significant other happy today, ladies and gentlemen, she's in there pulling her hair out. She's the lady that has to write out the checks to keep us going. If you want to make her happy today, call up with a large donation. She would greatly appreciate it. 800-724-2719. I don't think, Lindsey, people understand. They think if you have a network, you're rolling in dough. And that's not the case. Ramon in Texas. Hello, Ramon.
Hi, John. God bless and keep both of you gentlemen. When I win the lottery, I'll make you a sizable donation.
I had a guy that was down in Belize with the world's biggest mahogany stand, and he said that, well, he was getting ready to make a cut, and he'd send me a check. If I had a nickel for every time somebody promised me something, I wouldn't ask for donations.
Well, I just wanted to add my two cents on the there is hope comments that that have come across, and that I think that what you're struggling for and what the world is moving towards is these ideals that established America, and it's important to know the truth and, you know, of what actually happened and how it happened, are ideals that are going to be the major export of this country to the world to allow people to live in freedom in China, in Russia, you know, in all of these different areas.
It's not the people that's bad. It's the governments or the heads of governments or the people that get in these little cabals that think that they need to control and rule all.
Right, right. And the truth needs to come out about that. And I think that the power rests in the people and not necessarily in these cabals that they think they have the power. The tools that we're being given of the internet, even television, can be used in a positive way or a negative way.
Absolutely.
And they're the medium that's going to get out the message of staying true to yourself, staying true to God, and the ideals that established this nation.
Absolutely. Ramon, thank you for that call. I appreciate it. Jerry in Michigan, you got about a minute, sir.
Yes, I want to ask Mr. Your guest,
Mr. Williams,
about the Wrangel Islands. Did we finally give them to Russia?
Yes, I understand they were given to the Soviet Union. They did belong to America, and we gave away no telling how much oil under the soil.
Oh God!
When did that happen?
Oh my goodness, this was an issue 5 years ago. I think we gave them away probably 2 to 3 years ago. It was an atrocity that most Americans never knew about.
It was a big issue back when I first heard of you in 1980. It was a big issue then. That was 1980. It's been an issue for quite a while, but the American public has always been asleep.
Well, and you dare not waken that sleeping giant, as Hirohito once said.
Well, I know, but they've
or
already
Yamamoto,
killed us.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But they've already killed us, so.
Well, no, they haven't. You're still breathing, aren't you, Jerry? You're still able to walk and talk and think, aren't you? You're still able to do for yourself.
Yes, but I'm worried about my future.
Well,
the Wrangel Island could have solved most of it.
The government is in the hands of the people, if they're only smart enough to recognize it.
Yeah, Lindsay, we've never recognized it, though.
Well, Jerry, thanks for your call. We've got to let you go. Lindsay, 800-321-2900 for copies of all of your books, your four books. Energy, Oil, Non-Crisis, and all the other ones. I appreciate you coming on the program with me. And don't forget, folks, tell your friends on November 30th on 70 stations nationwide, Lindsay Williams will be a guest of Derry Brownfield. And I think he's going to have you back several times, Lindsay.
Thank you, John. God bless you, and I wish you the best on all of your dreams.
We will stay in touch, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. This has been another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll be back with you again tomorrow.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.